country me to your sight. Anywhere I may be, I remain your superior. Oh, oh. So man a plan, my father is dear to wipe out. So I'll conquer you like David conquered Goliath.
Music. Let's get that mic in here. Hello, then. It's 6 o'clock. I'm going to adjust this a little bit. Yeah, it's 6 o'clock, and you're tuned into the best in commercial-free radio here in southern New England. This is WRIU Kingston, 90.3 FM, also streaming at WRIU.org and available on a number of free downloadable apps that you can find out about on the station's website. That's WRIU.org. I'm Wayne Creston. The show is called Picture This, Film Music on the Radio. Original scores and songs from the worlds of film and television. Coming to you from the third floor of the Memorial Union here in Kingston on the third Sunday in the month of March, March 23rd to be precise. 2 days after the vernal equinox, marking the first day of spring. The Red Sox open at home next Thursday afternoon, or this coming Thursday, I should say, against the Texas Rangers. And the next time I broadcast, it will be on the eve of April, which for some reason T.S. Eliot called the cruelest month, a sentiment I just can't agree with. There's baseball, after all. Earth Day and daffodils. Come on, man. Anyway, tonight's show is anchored in American films and American composers, changing things up from the stream of Scots, Irish, French, and Australian movie and television music that I've been featuring since early last month. Excuse me. Neither Philip Glass nor Aaron Copland is necessarily associated with film music, but Copland, and to a greater extent and over a longer period of time, Philip Glass, have made significant contributions to the world of cinema. In Copland's case, he worked from primarily literary sources that were adapted, first in the case of Thornton Wilder's Our Town, from the Broadway stage, and in the case of both The Red Pony and Of Mice and Men, from the page to the screen, both films based on short novels by John Steinbeck. Glass has composed music for all three phases of the Kotze trilogy, which has been described as an essay in images and sound on the state of American civilization, along with such theatrical dramas as The Truman Show and Hamburger Hill, biopics such as Scorsese's Kundun and Mishima, A Life in Four Chapters, and a number of Errol Morris's documentaries, including A Brief History of Time and The Thin Blue Line. He's also worked in television, composing the theme for Night Stalker and the soundtrack for Tales from the Loop. Laura Cartman is the last of three composers I'm featuring tonight, Copland, Glass, and Cartman. She's known for composing music for film, television, video games, and theater, and has won 5 Emmy Awards for her work. We'll talk more about her when we get into her most recent work, the Oscar-nominated score for 2023's social satire, American Fiction. She also did the score for, I think, the winner of the Academy Award for Best Short Documentary, The Only Girl in the Orchestra. So we'll get into that, too. But let's begin the music tonight with some of the work of Philip Glass. his operas. That mic's better. Okay, I like it. Let me adjust a little bit. Had to change mics there. Right, his operas, among them, Einstein on the Beach, Satyagraha. Let me try that one again. Satyagraha, yes, and The Voyage, among many others, play throughout the world's leading opera houses. Glass has written music for experimental theater and for many films, as I mentioned before. But Koyaanisqatsi, his initial filmic landscape with Godfrey Reggio, who directed it, and the Philip Glass Ensemble, may be the most radical and influential mating of sound and vision since Walt Disney's Fantasia, parts of which, both parts of which have been played on the show. I have dipped into Koyaanisqatsi before, and also Fantasia. His associations, personal and professional, with leading rock, pop, and world music artists dates back to the 1960s, including the early influence of Indian sitarist Ravi Shankar, and his long collaborative relationship with theater director and visual artist Robert Wilson. Indeed, Glass is the first composer to win a wide, multi-generational audience in the opera house, the concert hall, the dance world, in film, and in popular music, simultaneously. Wow, can you tell that I was running late tonight? I mean, my word. He's the first one to do all that simultaneously. That's what I'm trying to say. We started with the title song from the orchestral score for Koyaanisqatsi, 1982. The title comes from the Hopi word, meaning life out of balance. The director of the film trilogy, generally referred to as the Katsi trilogy, didn't want to attach any words to the project. For the title, he wanted to use an iconic photo of a movie audience wearing 3D glasses. As he was eventually forced to choose a word for the title, he wanted a word that had no baggage culturally. He chose the word Koyaanisqatsi, that he learned from his friend David Monagain, a spiritual leader in the Hopi community. Reggio explained the lack of dialogue by stating, "It's not for lack of love of the language that these films have no words. It's because, from my point of view, our language is in a state of vast humiliation. It no longer describes the world in which we live." Amen to that. In Glass's score, the word Koyaanisqatsi is chanted at the beginning and end of the film in an otherworldly basso profundo by singer Albert D. Ruder over a solemn four-bar organ and bass line. It's a characteristic of every time you think of that film, you think of that chant. At the end of the next set, we'll hear three Hopi prophecies sung by a choral ensemble during the latter part of what is called the prophecies movement. And these are translated just prior to the end credits of the film. So if you haven't seen this film, you should. After Koyaanisqatsi, we heard music from the 1985 biopic Mishima, A Life in Four Chapters, and then three short pieces written for Australian director Peter Weir's most successful film, both critically and commercially, 1998's The Truman Show, in which Glass made a cameo appearance, briefly visible, performing at the piano. From The Truman Show, we heard Raising the Sail, Dreaming of Fiji, and Truman Sleeps. Now more music. Yeah. Forgot what mic I was going to. Okay, yeah, finishing up the Philip Glass third of tonight's program, we heard two pieces. The first called San Mandala from Paul Schrader's 1985 biopic of controversial Japanese writer and extreme nationalist Yukio Mishima. And then we heard the aforementioned Prophecies, which is the piece that closes the score for Koyana Scotsi. Now, I've got an announcement, and our RIU listeners, I must tell you this, that it's that time of year again. Radiothon begins tomorrow. For over 75 years, WRIU has allowed to share folks like you, listeners, to share their passions for music and broadcasting. And it wouldn't be possible without donations from listeners like you. Whether it be $5, $500, or 5 cents, every donation matters, every donation counts. If you would like to donate to WRIU 90.3 FM, you can either go to our website, WRIU.org, and this is starting tomorrow, or you can call in to your favorite radio show. Just dial 401-792-9030. Again, that's 401-792-9030. Write it down so you'll be ready tomorrow. And please consider donating. And as always, thank you for listening to WRIU 90.3 FM. By the way, as I said, Radiothon starts tomorrow, runs through March 30th. So I'll be doing my part next Sunday night, taking phone calls, taking your donations, having a chat, and whatnot. All right, where are we? Break three. No, we're not there yet. We've got to play some more music before we go there. I want to talk about Laura Ann Cartman. She is at this point a veteran composer. I mentioned the five Emmys she's been awarded through the years. But as a film composer, I think she's just coming into her own now. Two of her most recent projects offer a perfect example of her dual gifts. For the animated superhero film, The Marvels, Cartman crafted a score complete with an epic superhero theme. For American fiction, she embraced her roots to compose the Thelonious Monk-inspired soundtrack, albeit with a few contemporary twists. For Cord Jefferson's terrific directorial debut, and the best social satire, in my opinion, of 2023, a film called American Fiction, Cartman received her first Oscar nomination for Best Original Score. She says, "I have tried to establish my identity as an artist, but I don't think a lot of people have heard the continuity necessarily. With these two scores, it's really there if you listen. I'm comfortable with the orchestra, and I'm comfortable with the jazz ensemble, because that's the musical language I've spoken my whole life. They're not different." In 2014, Cartman co-founded the Alliance for Women Composers, The organization provides visibility and advocacy for women composers in Hollywood. And in 2016, Cartman became the first woman elected to the music branch of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences Board of Governors. From American Fiction, which I've been trying to work into the show forever, we heard four numbers. Let's see. We started with Family Is, Monk Is, and that is the title character's name, the protagonist's name, rather, in American Fiction, played by Jeffrey Wright. Just a terrific film. You've got to see it. Anyway, we heard Family Is, Monk Is, followed by Bookstore, Romantic Ending, and finally in that set, Laura's Fever Dream. Right. Let's continue with the music. Thank you.
Thank you.